The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about the essence of my message regarding prayer. An overview. Over the years, I've written a significant amount regarding prayer and published significant lists of prayers as evidenced on the prayer webpage. It therefore seemed appropriate to consolidate all of these writings into one coherent teaching aligned with my present understanding, hence this teaching. We will look at some principles regarding prayer and discuss the right heart attitude and words and avoiding presumption. We will note that prayer is petition to the court of heaven. We will speak about authority in the name of Yeshua and prayer in the name of Yeshua, and note that prayer is not prescription and not demand. I will stress that Yah can only move on earth through the prayers of believers. It will be mentioned that short and to the point is frequently more effective. I will advise you to give yourself and your life over to Yah and seek his direction. We will note that Yah is not a performing seal and we are not glove puppets. We will talk about one flesh bonds and being taken out of formal religion, and I will stress the need for sensitivity and obedience. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as an IT project manager. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure. Born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. Folks, there are about 3 or 4 podcast websites that have all the back issues of these broadcasts. So if you search for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote, on Google, you'll find them, or any other search engine, I guess. So today's broadcast, based on an article, 2022-06-03, originally written in 2021-09-04, the essence of my message regarding prayer. Over the years, I've written a significant amount regarding prayer and published significant lists of prayers as evidenced on the prayer webpage. Therefore, seemed so appropriate to consolidate all of these writings into one coherent document aligned with my present understanding, hence this document on which this broadcast is based. So we're going to start out by looking at some principles behind effective prayer. And the first principle is the right heart attitude and words. Almighty says, effective prayer relies on the right heart attitude and the right words. The next point is avoid presumption. For many years, I've prayed along the lines, Father, help me to be led by your Spirit every second of every day in every possible way. Recently, I made a very bad business decision, assuming that I was being so led. And initially, I was angry with Father, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. But just distress, folks, when you come to Father, don't come to him arrogantly or presumptuously or whatever. Come to him humbly. He's a lot bigger than you are. So coming back to the point where I got angry with Father, when I first got on my knees to ask what went wrong, he pointedly told me that I did not ask his opinion, so he was not able to help me. In due course, I came to a place where I was calmer, and on further inquiring, he pointed out to me that we are called to rule on earth by his Spirit, which means, as he has said to me many times, you are not a glove puppet, meaning that we have to exercise our own discretion and judgment. Accordingly, I want to advise a correction in the advice I've given on the website. Do not pray as I've indicated above. In other words, led by your Spirit every second of every day in every possible way. Note that for the same reasons, there are limitations on prayers like open the doors you want open in my life and close the doors you want closed, and bring the people you want into my life and take the people you do not want in my life out. These prayers are applicable to new believers and inexperienced believers. They are not applicable as you grow and mature. You're expected to take responsibility for your actions in life. And so important, folks. There's a huge body of thinking and a huge body of teaching in formal religion, which implies that it is possible to be controlled by Father in a very direct, very comprehensive way, where the implication is that you're no longer responsible for what you do. I believed that for years. I believed I was being led in every possible way. I believed that everything that happened, everything that I did, I was being led. The result was I made some really, really bad decisions in relationships, bad decisions in business, and still reaping the consequences of those bad decisions today. Folks, you have to exercise judgment. If you have a big decision to take, don't just take a snap decision thinking you're being led. Get on your knees. Say, Father, I've got this option and I've got that option. What do you recommend? And listen carefully. Ask for signs. Ask for clarification. It's really important to recognize that we must exercise discretion, judgment, and discernment in our day-to-day decision making, both in general living and commerce and ministry. Apologies if you take me at my word and been praying as above, in other words, led by your Spirit every second of every day in every possible way, and similar prayers, and making decisions accordingly. Big adjustment for me in the last 6-9 months, coming to terms with the extent that I've made bad decisions in the past because of this wrong belief. As I say, it's a belief that is widely espoused, certainly in Christianity, particularly in charismatic Christianity. I can't really talk so much for traditional Christianity. I suspect it's there too. I suspect it's also in other religions, other faiths. It's very seductive to think that you can be so close to Father that he's leading you in every possible way. And in the early days, if you have a strong anointing, if you have a strong relationship, he will lead you in a lot. But as you mature, he expects you to grow up and exercise your discretion and take responsibility for your decisions and your actions. Then prayer is petition in the court of heaven. A petition to a court is called a prayer. I discovered this. I was involved in a legal action many years ago, and I discovered that my application to the court was in fact called a prayer. Thus, a prayer is a petition to the court of heaven, that is to Yah himself as the judge of all the earth. You should not pray to Yeshua. There are prayers that are extremely powerful and prayers that are of some value, and the vast majority of prayers are meaningless or presumptuous or so wrong that they're sinful and can open the door for demonic attack. Note that fellowship with Father and conversation with him is not prayer. It is fellowship and conversation. Prayer is specifically when you're requesting something that needs an action on the part of Father to your benefit or to the benefit of someone else you are praying for. So I want to make that distinction, folks. When you go to Father and say, Father, I ask you that your messengers encamp around me to protect me, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that is a prayer. You're asking something from Father. If you go to him and say, should I enter into this business transaction or should I not, that is also a prayer. But if you're just talking to him and saying, you know, Daddy, that was a really rough day today and I'm really upset about this thing that happened to me and, you know, what should I be doing? Or, you know, Father, this XYZ situation on the earth today, the elections are coming up. What should I pray with regard to the elections? That's a conversation. It's fellowship. It's conversation. And I encourage you to get beyond the place where you're also always asking for things and where you actually just spend time with Father and listen to him and talk to him. You know, he's actually very lonely. I'm not sure if you understand that, but he's really lonely. There are, whatever it is, 7 billion people on the planet. He created us to be his friends. Almost nobody knows that. Virtually nobody does that. He's extremely lonely. Then authority in the name of Yeshua. Note that you can only pray with authority in the name of Yeshua once you have a revelation of the authority that he gained through his sinless life and death, and that he delegated that authority to those who follow his example and leadership and serve the Almighty faithfully. See the article on the website, Miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' Death. Then prayer in the name of Yeshua. Only prayers by new believers and with regard to combat against the satanic and demonic realm should be prayed in the name of Yeshua. All other prayers should be prayed directly to Father. So, Father, I thank you that your messengers encamp around me to protect you. You don't need to do that in the name of Yeshua. You have a relationship with him. Once, when you're starting out, yes, pray everything in the name of Yeshua for mercy and grace. But as you come into a place of relationship with Father, go directly to Father. You don't need to pray in the name of Yeshua. The exception is when you're taking authority over the satanic and demonic realm, then you must pray in the name of Yeshua, because he won the victory over the satanic and demonic realm, and only he has the authority to deal with them. So then you need to say, I speak to these demons that are hindering me or oppressing me, and in the name of Yeshua, I bind you, I command you to leave now and go where Father Yah sends you. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where you want to go the spirits that I've named. So in a case like that, yes, you want to pray in the name of Yeshua. And I want to stress, prayer is not prescription and it's not demand. Prayer should be humble. It is not prescriptive, it's not presumptuous, it's not demanding. Many mistake prayer in presumption for prayer in emunah, or prayer in faith, in other words. The most effective prayer is with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, but this is only possible when the Spirit moves on you to pray in this manner. One short prayer in this heart attitude, inspired by His Spirit, can achieve major breakthroughs and movements. I can't stress this enough. I've heard over the years people praying and telling Father what to do, telling Father the way it is, telling Father that it's according to their beliefs. And based on what I've learned over the years, so much of those prayers have been off the mark. They are presumptuous, they are prescriptive, they're demanding. It's not the way to speak to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Yes, you can become His friend. Yes, there are certain circumstances where you can come to Him as a little child and be quite demanding. But you need to do that from the right heart attitude. You need to come to that as a point of view of, He's my daddy. I'm that big. He's that big. He's all powerful. Daddy, please help me. I'm desperate. I can't cope with this situation anymore. I need your help. But you shouldn't be doing that every day. That's something that you do under extremis, under difficult situations, be careful what you do. He really is the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and frankly, He doesn't need you as much as you need Him. Then Yah can only move on earth through the prayers of believers. It's vital to recognize that Yah gave all authority on earth to Adam, who then proceeded to give it to Satan. Yeshua regained this authority, but immediately handed it over to those who followed him. This Yah can do nothing on earth save that a son or daughter of Adam first prays that thing into existence in the name of King Yeshua. Thus, if you're truly in tune with Yah, you may find yourself praying some remarkable and even unsettling things. Expecting Yah to do something in your life if you've not first requested it and given Him permission is futile. I've prayed some things that you would find quite hair-raising into existence on earth in the time that I've been walking with Father. I'm not going to tell you what they were because you'll probably be offended, but let me put this in context. You know about the flood, you know about Noah. What you don't know, because it's not recorded, is that before the flood, Noah said to Father, I am grieved by the level of sin in this society. What can we do about it? And Yah said to Noah something along the lines of, my friend, I need you to pray for me to bring judgment on the earth. I need you to pray for me to bring a flood on the earth and destroy these people. And in faith, Noah said, Father, I ask you to bring a flood and to destroy the wicked people. Without that conversation, without that prayer, nothing would have happened. That is the power of a set-apart believer who is filled with the Spirit of Yah and is free of sin in partnership with Yah. Prayers should be short and to the point for the most part. It's frequently most effective. Yeshua spoke against praying with many words. Pray concise and to the point prayers. Lengthy prayers prayed with your understanding are likely to get in the way of Yah, not help him. He needs crisp, clear prayers that give him maximum room to act. The prayers in this teaching in the second and third parts accord with this recommendation and collectively represent a very powerful and effective set of prayers that I've prayed with greater or lesser regularity, mostly for over 2 decades, to significant effect. Frankly, if you are not praying most of these prayers regularly, you're unlikely to be really serving Yah in any meaningful manner. So I just gave you an example of what I think the conversation between Noah and Yah was regarding the flood. Short, to the point, quickly, Father, I ask you to bring judgment. Father, I've really got a difficult business decision to make, and I'm asking you to guide me. I'm asking you to show me what to do. Should I go this way or should I go that way? And when you think you've heard him, when you think he's given you some sort of direction, you say, Father, this is really important to me. Forgive me. I'd like to ask you to give me a sign. If I've heard you correctly and I should go this way, please will you do A, B, or C? Where A, B, or C is something that would not happen under normal circumstances and which will give you clear understanding that Father has intervened to give you direction. Then give yourself and your life over to Yah. Seek his direction. One of the most important decisions that one can make as a believer is to recognize that one knows so little and understands so little, that prayers prayed with your understanding and a life lived according to your understanding are likely to be at best futile and at worst highly destructive. Once you've reached this realization, the next thing to do is to understand that the best solution is to ask Yah to take charge of your spirit and give you direction by his spirit. And remember, you're not a glove puppet. I can't stress that enough. You can ask him to guide you. However, you are ultimately in charge in your life. So as I said just now, if you're facing a fork in the road and you're not sure which fork to take, go to him and say, Father, I ask you to, what should I do? Left or right? Up or down? Yes or no? Partner, no partner? Spend this money, not spend this money? Involve him in every aspect of your life. The more you do that, the more he's able to guide you. And at the end of the day, you must accept responsibility for your decisions. So if you say, Father has said to you, move and go to this place, be confident in the decision. Be made sure that you've made that you've got clarity on what he's guiding you, and accept that if you've made a mistake, it is ultimately your responsibility. So don't just blunder along thinking that you're being led in everything because you're praying a little prayer every day, lead me by your spirit every second of every day and every possible. Folks, I'm sorry. I prayed that for a long time, made a lot of mistakes, and I have to say to you, not the right way to do things. You need to get on your knees and say, Father, what do I do here? When I pray to Yah formally, usually at the end of the day before going to sleep, I generally open, Father, I thank you for this day, for your chesed and your chin, your love, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, and your favor. I ask you for wisdom, favor, and understanding on all that I do. Or you might say, I thank you for wisdom, and favor, and understanding in all that I do. I see the above prayers as foundational for day-to-day living. At the same time, take note of my opening caveat that you're not a glove puppet and that you must exercise your will, discretion, and judgment and take responsibility for your decisions and ask Yah for guidance. Asking continuously, day by day, for wisdom, favor, and understanding to me is absolutely vital. And again, on its own, it's not enough. Wisdom requires that you think carefully about your decisions, test those decisions, if you're battling financially, wisdom says go and get another job, get a better job, work harder. Do whatever you need to do to get your finances under control. I regularly get messages from people saying, I'm battling financially, I need help, please pray for me. And I generally go back to them and say, first of all, I'm a teacher, I'm teaching you. It's not my job to also pray for you, you should be praying for me. Secondly, I can pray for you till I'm blue in the face, and it's not going to get me or you anywhere. You have to do something. You have to go out and apply for jobs. You need to go out and go for interviews. You need to have a good CV. If your CV is not so good, work on your CV. And so on. And then I said this before, Yah is not a performing seal. Most of the prayers prayed by most people instruct Father as to what he should do. That is not acceptable. Relating to such prayers, Father has said to me, I'm not a performing seal. And as I've said before, we're not glove puppets. As noted earlier, Yah has said to me, James, you are not a glove puppet. In other words, we're required to exercise free will and discretion and work things out and not presume that Father will drive us like glove puppets. This is important to keep in mind when praying and when considering life with Father in general. One needs to learn to hear Father and then get to go to him and consult with him. And I've said this quite a bit in different ways in the last few minutes. Just to revisit the piece about Yah is not a performing seal. Please don't tell him what to do. Please don't lecture him about what you believe is truth. The fact of the matter is that just about the whole planet, maybe the whole planet, maybe every single person, has really messed up ideas about the Creator. Even if you're a fairly committed believer, you are coming out of a space of wrong teaching, wrong thinking, wrongdoing. What on earth makes you think that you're in a position to tell him what to do? Father, I don't know what to do. I need your help. I'm desperate. Please guide me. That is a more effective prayer. Then One Flesh Bonds. There are a range of important prayers for provision and protection. The exact wording may vary depending on the extent to which you have faith for these things. However, note that if you're one flesh with one or more human beings and they're not in close alignment and harmony with you and what you're believing for and doing, these prayers will constantly be frustrated by hindering spirits, demons that obstruct the flow of finances, blessings, etc. Remember that a house divided against itself cannot stand, and conversely, unity is strength. Where you have illegal or residual one-flesh sexual bonds, see the article relating to the separation of a man and a woman for a complete set of prayers and procedures to cut these ties. The article, the webpage is Essence of Message, Separation, Man, Woman. Folks, frankly, if you're a man joined to a man, if you're joined to an animal, if two women join together, it doesn't matter how you formed the sexual bond, you need to clean up. If you are legally in the sight of Yah one with that person, then you need to make sure your relationship is A-okay, excellent, and deal with any sources of strife. If you have sexual bonds with people who are no longer part of your life, there's a whole process to go through to clean that up. See the article that I've just referenced, Essence of Message, Separation, Man and Woman. As I say, it applies whether it's two men, whether it's two women, or as an animal, more or less, in different degrees. If you are a committed believer in financial lack and you are not in harmony and agreement with your sexual life partner or life partners, the reason you're in lack is because of the lack of harmony. If you get into strong harmony, you will prosper. Where you have legal ties, you need to work out what you need to do to get the person or persons with whom you have those ties into alignment with you, if you're the male, or for you to get into alignment with them if you're the female. Until you do this, your prayers will be hindered. And this applies particularly to finance. Note that if you're one flesh with another who's not serving Yah, one who is but who gets into fear, rebellion, treachery, etc., the anointing will be drained out of you and you will become weak. Conversely, there will be limits on the extent to which Yah is able to answer prayers under such circumstances. So important to understand this. I've come across people who are in desperate straits. And when you get into it, you find that they've had sexual relations with another person who's not living with them, who they're not in relationship with. And every opportunity that comes their way just vaporizes. I once ministered to a chap who had been in a relationship with a woman for many years, and then he just on a whim walked away from her, got into a relationship with another woman, and a whim walked away from her. He was living as a bachelor, desperate situation, almost no money, quite anointed, all sorts of opportunities coming his way, and they just vaporized one after another because he had these two women who he had just treated badly and were not in harmony with him. So important. If you're battling financially, check this out. It's probably the factor. Then taken out of the formal church or formal mosque or formal synagogue or temple, once you start praying the prayers given in the next part, it is probable that you are still in formal religion. If you are still in formal religion, Yah will take you out very quickly. You also need to worship regularly, not feel-good worship, definitely not worshiping Yeshua or Jesus, but worship that lifts Yah up and makes him feel good and that humbly requests him to move in your life, etc. Look at the webpage recommended worship songs towards the bottom of the menu on the website for a collection of songs that I've used for years and keep coming back to. See also some powerful worship songs higher up on the menu. There are many others, but not that have the significance and anointing that those listed here have. I've been collecting songs for 30 years. My collection today is, I forget the number, I think it's about 34 or something like that. Out of all the CDs, I bought at one stage dozens of music CDs, of worship CDs. Out of all of those and stuff that I've got on YouTube and so forth, something like 34 songs, and those are on those two web pages that I've just mentioned. Encourage you to download them, encourage you to sing them. Some of them are powerful prayers, some of them are just, saying, Father, you're welcome in this place. The language is generally incorrect, so there's a document on the recommended worship songs page which explains in detail the adjustments you need to make. Then sensitivity and obedience. Praying the prayers is not enough. You need to be sensitive and obedient. Yah can start closing a door, but you can storm through it or block it open or ignore it or whatever. You can ignore his voice. You need to practice hearing his voice. You need to get on your knees or on your face so that you can hear better. You need to do things because you think you heard his voice. If you think Yah has spoken to you, then act. If you're unsure, then ask for confirmation or guidance. But if it's not a massive issue, then just tell him you're going to do what you think he's told you to do and do it and check in with him if you did it right. Ask him to guide you to close and open doors, etc., certainly if you're a young believer. Spending hours or days or weeks checking and double-checking is not helpful. Walk by emunah or faith. Just do it. Regarding expecting other people to confirm and advise you, if you're young and inexperienced, well, maybe for a while. But Yah wants you to hear him and obey him. in the early days that I was walking with Father after I came back to him, I had complete certainty that he would speak to me. And I'd be driving along and he would say, "Give that hitchhiker a lift." And I was reluctant to pick up hitchhikers because you hear some bad stories, and I'd generally drive past and then argue with myself and argue with him. And after a couple of miles, I would generally sort of say, "Okay, you know what, I've asked Father to guide me and everything. And I think he really did tell me to pick that person up." And I would turn around and go back and pick them up. And generally I would find they were a believer on hard times. They'd been asking for Father to send somebody to minister to them. They desperately needed help. And I would suddenly find that here was somebody I could talk to, share about my experiences with Father. And it was uplifting for me and for them. So just do it. It's better to do something because you think Yah told you to do it, but are not sure, than it is to not do that thing. Yah wants obedient servants, and servants do not argue with their master. Yes, we do, but that is not what Yah wants. And you can get beyond being a servant. You can get to a point where you have a relationship with him. You can get to a point where you are his friend. You have to go through servant to get to friend and confidant. It will likely take some years before Yah takes you into his confidence and asks your opinion and consults with you the way he did, for example, with Abram, Noah, Moses, Yeshua. And unless you really work at it, you're not very likely to get there. You do not get to become the friend of Yah by accident. You get there through commitment and hard work and laying down your life day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. I reckon that if you really go for it, you can get to be his friend in about two years, probably as an absolute minimum. Coming back to being obedient, if you're a young believer and a voice tells you to do something stupid, that is not Yah. If a voice speaks to you harshly, that is not Yah. Father is not going to do anything that's going to cause you harm. He's not going to tell you to do anything that's going to cause you harm. So you need to exercise discretion and discernment. Don't just blunder along. But if he tells you to go and help somebody who's begging on the street, just go and help them. If he gives you a message for somebody, give it to them. Particularly if you're a young believer, he's not going to give you things to do that are huge and with huge negative consequences if you get it wrong. If it's a really big thing, like sell everything, give it to the poor and move to halfway around the world, then it's reasonable to do a bit of checking and ask for confirmation. But even then, there's a point at which Yah does not expect even such a decision to take you much time. When he tells you to raise your staff over the sea and to tell it to open in front of millions of people, Yah does not want you to take 5 months of arguing and asking him for confirmation. He expects you to do it now. And if you got it wrong, take the risk of making a fool of yourself. But chances are you did hear him, because his ways are foolishness to the ordinary man, including almost all those who claim to believe. Then if you disagree with me and with what is on the End Time Issue Ministries website, if you disagree with what's on the website or what I'm teaching today, taking account of the fact that particularly some of the older articles do contain error, and taking account of the fact that I may still have error I have not recognized, then you're welcome to let me know that you think I'm in error. But taking account that I've prayed most of the prayers presented here for over more than a decade, some for over two decades, that I've been through all the sanctification processes I mentioned and others, and that I've fasted extensively, I ask you to understand that I will not pay much attention to what you have to say in disagreement with me unless you've gone through a similar cleansing process. So rather than dismissing me as a madman or heretic, rather than walking away and cutting me out of your life, rather than speaking ill of me, pray all the prayers contained in this series sincerely and regularly. Examine your life and clean it up comprehensively. Go on at least one series of 7 3-day fasts at 7-day intervals seeking truth. Walk the road you find yourself on after the fast for 6 months. And then if you still disagree with me, we can sit down and talk. I fully expect that if you do what I've outlined here, you will almost certainly agree with me on all the critical issues. And you will be far closer to Yah than you could have ever imagined possible. A high level of sanctification and hard work is required to come to a deep personal relationship with Yah and a clear understanding of what really is truth. Folks, this is the sort of wrap-up of today's broadcast. We'll go on for a minute or two on a couple of other points, but I just want to stress this piece. When I first fasted, I got all sorts of revelation, like Father's name was really Yahweh. In fact, Yah, the eternally self-existing, that Jesus' name was not Jesus, it was Yeshua, like Christmas was an idolatrous pagan feast, like Saturday was the Sabbath, not Sunday, and much more. It was quite mind-blowing, it was quite cage-rattling. And that continued, that level of revelation and ongoing revelation continued for a number of years and to some extent still continues in my life today as I gain deeper understanding. So please, if you superficially into this stuff, rather than finding fault with what I say because it doesn't accord with what most people are teaching, do what I've just said. There's a page on the website, What If You Don't Agree With Me, and there's a suggestion there for some fasts, etc. you could do. And then at the end of that, see whether you still disagree with me. Okay. So this will continue next week. It'll probably go on for another 2 or 3 weeks. A lot of prayers that I'm going to go through next week. Then as a postscript, the biggest error crippling believers today. As a codicil to this article, please read the webpage, Biggest Error Crippling Mature Anointed Believers. And as I said, it's probably not just mature anointed believers, it's all believers. Say again, you're not a glove puppet. Yah is not going to take control of your life as so many people teach you and believe you and just manipulate you. Yah created you to take dominion over the forces of darkness. He's not going to do it for you. Yah created you to exercise your intellect and ability to survive and thrive on earth, not for him to live your life through you. He created us to be his friends. He created us to be intelligent people with the ability to make decisions to keep him company, not glove puppets that he could manipulate. You will determine your destiny when you die. It is a function of what you choose to believe and choose to do and how well you do it. I can't stress this enough, folks. There is a continuum from being an outright servant of Satan to being an outright servant of Father Yah and everything in between. Where are you? Where do you want to be? What are you going to do about it? It is possible for you to sit on a high throne with a close relationship with Father. And it's possible for you to end up as a demon, an ancestor spirit on earth. It's possible for you to end up serving Satan. Which do you want to do? And then I would note that prosperity requires you work hard, sensibly and effectively to earn your living. Father is not just going to dump money on you. If you're in desperate circumstances, he may miraculously provide food, but it's going to be pretty basic food. Then I want to ask you, and I've tangentially touched on this several times today, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. As I said several times today, you were created to be a friend of the Almighty. He wants to be friends with everybody on the planet. His entire intention with the entire creative process was to create friends, people he could talk to, people he could share things with, people he could teach things, people he could explore things with, people who could enjoy the planet, people who could enjoy the animals, people who could enjoy their relationships. If you are not in that space, if you're not doing those things, your life is a complete and utter waste of time. I'm sorry to tell you this, but really, you're going to be so sad when you die and you stand before the throne and he tells you, well, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. So on the website, some video and a few key documents, the compendium of important articles, Why Seek Relationship video, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, Muslims, Jews, etc., all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom of the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes, and you'll find at least three podcast websites that have these broadcast. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. There's, I think, 15 A5 and A4 formatted books that are ready for printing in PDF format. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search and the article search are some way down on the right-hand sidebar. The article keyword cloud is on a separate page and also at the bottom of most web pages. The table of contents is at the bottom of the right-hand sidebar and also on its own page. Google search, particularly powerful, is over 2,400 articles on the website, over 1,000 web pages. A lot of information there, answers to a lot of your questions. I encourage you to dig deep. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, said before, Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter your age, young or old. It doesn't matter your gender, male or female. It doesn't matter whether you're tall or short, whether you're fat or thin, whether you're blonde and blue-eyed or black-haired and brown-eyed or anything in between, whether you're Asian, African, Indian, European, whatever, if you're rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated, it doesn't matter. He wants you to be his friend. It doesn't matter what your religion is, whether you're Anglican, Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, Baha'i, Hindu, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. Put the other stuff behind you. Don't get stuck on it. Build on what you've got and seek to become his friend. Dig into the website, find all the material that's there, and work on becoming his friend. He wants you to become his friend. I want you to become his friend. I'll help you if you start. Thanks so much. Good night.
Father, I come to you.